This is KDRT 95.7 FM, Sacramento, California. Welcome to Cowboy Tracks. I'm your host, Nancy, bringing you authentic cowboy and western music and poetry. Cowboy Tracks is on live every Friday at 1 p.m. for an hour, and you can also hear today's show replayed on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., or you can go to the KDRT.org website to listen to archived version of the most recent programs. The intro music you just heard was Old West Saloon by Carmichael and Woods. Today's program theme is Gold Rush songs. You'll hear songs about the people who came in droves to California from other places in the West and from all over the continent and the world after gold was discovered in the Sierra foothills. Now, here's a little something here. The songs I'll play today are not going to sound like the cowboy songs I typically play because they're not cowboy songs. The Gold Rush actually preceded the cowboys by almost two decades. So the Gold Rush started in about 1848, but the cowboy cattle drives and the music traditions didn't begin until 1865 or so. However, even though these Gold Rush songs are not cowboy, they are authentic Western. Some of them are folk songs, some of them are Americana, but rest assured, they are all Western songs. How about a few facts and tidbits about the Gold Rush before we dive into the music? Some of this information I got from a very nice website, history.com. It was an article written by Barbara Maranzani, 8 Things You May Not Know About the California Gold Rush. So the Gold Rush, as I mentioned earlier, started in January 1848, and that was when James Marshall found gold at the Sutter's Mill in Coloma, California, and Coloma's up there in the Sierra foothills. We here in the Davis and Sacramento region are pretty well versed in Gold Rush history, Sacramento being only an hour or so from Coloma. And Sacramento was quite the hub of activity, especially during those gold rush times. Sacramento itself was established by John Sutter and his son. When the gold was found in Coloma in 1848, over the next 7 years, some 300,000 people flooded into the state to try and make their fortune. And this was the largest influx of people ever in the history of the U.S. People came from the rest of the country and from all over the world. They converged here and more than tripled the population of California, and that quickly ushered in California statehood in 1850. Okay, that's probably enough factoids for now. We'll do a few more later on, but let's get to the music. This next one up is by Dan Fogelberg, and he tells the Gold Rush story, and it's called Sutter's Mill. And the song after that is also called Sutter's Mill, but it's a different song, and that one's by New Riders of the Purple Sage.
In the spring of 47, so the story it is told. Old John Sutter went to the mill site and found a piece of shining gold. Well, he took it city where the word like wildfire spread, and old John Sutter soon came to wish he left that stone in the river bed, for they came
Some would fail and some would prosper. Some would die and some would kill. Some would thank the Lord for their deliverance. Some would curse John Sutter's mill. Well, they some fell prey to hostile arrows as they tried to cross the plain, and some were lost in the Rocky Mountains with their hands froze to the reins. Oh, some would fail.
Down to Sutter's Mill, pan a little gold. I'm going down to Sutter's Mill and stay till I get old. Mm-hmm. Sutter's Mill. They got gold down there. I'm going down to Sutter's Mill, gonna get my share. Now the people, they've been coming down from all the parts around. They say you can find it everywhere. It's lying on the ground. Going down to Sutter's Mill, gonna sing my song. I'm going down to Sutter's Mill, would you like to come along? Would you like to come along? I'm going down to Sutter's Mill. Would you like to come along?
The two songs you just heard were both called Sutter's Mill. The first one was Dan Fogelberg, and the second one, the New Riders of the Purple Sage. It was common for Gold Rush songs to be built over existing tunes. For example, the melody for O Susanna by Stephen Foster was a favorite one for rewriting the lyrics. The next song, O California, uses the melody of O Susanna, but the words are all about the journey to the California gold fields. This version is performed by Dick and Carol Holdstock. They are local musicians specializing in traditional music, and this particular song is off their album San Francisco Shanties and Sea Songs of the California Gold Rush. And after that is the tune Sacramento, performed by Logan English.
City with a washbowl on my knee. Going to California, the gold dust for the sea. Rained all night the day I left, the weather it was dry. Sun so hot I froze to death, oh brothers don't you cry. Oh California, that's the land for me. I'm off to San Francisco with a washbowl on my knee. Jumped on board the Liza ship, travel o'er the sea. Every time I thought of home, wished it wasn't me. Vessel reared like any horse that had a vote to wealth. Found it wouldn't throw me, so I thought I'd throw myself. Oh, California, that's the land for me. I'm off to San Francisco with my washbowl on my knee. Times we've had together here. Thought I ought to cry a bit, but couldn't shed a tear. The pilot's breath was in my mouth, the gold dust in my eye. Although I'm going far away, dear brother, don't you cry. Oh, California, that's the land for me. I'm off to San Francisco with a washbowl on my knee. Then I'll look around. When I see the gold lumps there, I'll pick them off the ground. Scrape the mountains clean, my boys, drain the rivers dry. Pocket full of rocks, bring home, oh brother, don't you cry. Oh, California, that's the land for me. I'm off to San Francisco with a washbowl on my knee. Thank you.
When formed our band, we are well manned to journey afar to the promised land. The golden ore is rich in store on the banks of the Sacramento shore. Then ho, boys, ho, for California-o. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. As oft we roam where the dark seas foam, we'll never forget kind friends at home. But memory kind still brings to mind the love of friends we left behind. Then ho, boys, ho, for California-o. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. We'll expect our share of the coarsest fare and sometimes sleep in the open air. On the cold, damp ground, we'll all sleep sound except when the wolves go howling around. Then ho, boys, ho, for California-o. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. As we explore to the distant shore, filling our pockets with a shining ore, how it will sound as the shout goes round, filling our pockets with a dozen pounds. Then ho, boys, ho, for California-o. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. The gold is there most anywhere. We dig it out rich with an iron bar. But where it is thick with spade or pick, we take out chunks as big as a brick. Then ho, boys, ho, for California-o. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. Then ho, boys, ho, through California-o. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento.
That was Sacramento, performed by Logan English. K-Dirt is a non-commercial community radio. It's an oasis in the cultural desert that is mainstream media. Low-power FM stations like KDRT offer a platform for content and viewpoints that are consistently overlooked by commercial media. If you'd like to add your voice to the K-Dirt community, behind the mic or behind the scenes, please reach out to info@kdrt.org. And I have a KDRT alert here. There's a new show with the DJ KBZ Fashizi. The show is called Rap Snacks. It's a hip-hop source sample voyage to the days of Kangol hats and fat gold chains. KBZ spins the records that inspired hip-hop producers to create the legendary tracks that shaped an entire generation. It all happens right here, live in the K-Dirt studio on Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. And you can get more info at kdirt.org. Continuing my factoids about the gold rush, the biggest hoards that came to California were in 1849, which is the origin of the term, the 49ers, the miners who came in that year. And of course, it's the name of the football team now in San Francisco. The people that came during the gold rush, half of them came by boat, and this was a long, dangerous trip down around the tip of South America and up the coast to San Francisco, and the other half came over land. Most of the gold prospectors were men, and a few women who came west in those early years worked in the saloons and eateries and other places in the boom towns. And some miners were successful, but the people who really consistently made the fortunes in the boom were the merchants, the ones who sold everything to the miners at some high prices. This next song is by Rachel Sadaka, and it's about the days of 49.
This is a story of Patrick Swain, a farmer boy from the east. He'd heard the word about a big golden pine, was looking for his peace. Left his wife and his baby girl, he said, I'll come back someday. I met a friend with a word to lend, he said, a wagon train's going that way. In the days of 49, days of 49, days of 49, looking for that gold to find, working in a dusty mine. Well, the wheels went around on the cold, muddy ground, it was a long and rugged road. There was a hopeful man from every place in the land searching for that mother lode. Well, many got sick with a shovel and pick, marking their final rest. fighting the cold, young men got old in the wagon trains out west. In the days of 49, days of 49, days of 49, looking for that gold to find, working in a dusty mine. Wagon pulled in, they cracked a bottle of gin, the vision within their grasp. Little did they know their little town would grow, big dreams of gold wouldn't last. 40,000 men had arrived by then, and crowded by the river dawn. With a flash in the pan of every man, some inspiration for keeping on. In the days of 49, days of 49, days of 49, looking for that gold to find, working in a dusty mine. As the summer set in, Patrick's spirit grew thin, the river was cloudy and cold. End of the pan, here came the businessman with machinery for mining gold. Come work for me, 'cause as you can see, you'll never do it on your own. Your pan and pick just don't do the trick, I'm gonna blast right through that stone. In the days of 49, days of 49, days of 49, looking for that gold to find, working in a dusty mine. Many dug their own graves in the chilly mountain rains. In the dim saloon light on a cold winter night, he wrote a letter from his heart. My darling dear, I just can't make it here, this illusion is falling apart. In the days of 49, days of 49, days of 49, looking for that gold to find, working in a dusty mine. Finally spring blessed the mountain again, pointing wagons to the eastern shore. Well, Patrick Swain was on that train with nothing that he came there for. Now he's found in a small New England town, turning gray and growing old. He's telling his stories of the big rock quarries and his days of mining for gold. In the days of 49, days of 49, days
Rachel Sadaka with the Days of 49. The next cut is from a local band called Be Brave Bold Robot. Their song is called Coloma, and it's about the town where the gold was first found here in California. This is off their Take a Deep Breath album, and this song, it's got a unique sound and intelligent lyrics, interesting stylistic changes within the song. It's very well done, so I hope you enjoy it. And followed by that will be an instrumental that really well captures the feel of the boom towns in California in the Gold Rush era. It's called Saloon Time by the Thick Crust Doughboys.
About 10 is the latest that you could possibly sleep in, 'cause that's when the temperature starts rising to that heat that slowly creeps until you have to let it in. Brightens every corner, it's summertime. And I open up the 10 flap and then quickly re-zip. I'll leave you bugs alone, but avoid my baby's bed, please. Several days of nature making my hair stiff, and I've never had a better time. I walk a line down 49, and we all are drawn to where the cold water flows, 'cause we know that's where much more than food grows. I approach the banks and take my place amongst the ranks. Then I walk into the water wearing all my clothes. Summer to return.
That was the Thick Crust Doughboys with Saloon Town. Saloon Time, excuse me. That's an original song by them off their Home on the Range album. And before that was Coloma by Be Brave Bold Robot. You know, we have a lot of good shows here on K-Dirt, and one of them is K-Dirt's folk brothers, Bill and Peter. They explore an eclectic range of music, including traditional folk of the British Isles and the U.S. contemporary singer-songwriters on both sides of the Atlantic, and American roots music, plus some of its lesser-known offshoots. So soak it up live Wednesday mornings, 10 to 11 a.m. And for replay times, visit kdrt.org and click the Scheduled tab. You are listening to KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. The UC Davis Experimental College provides a forum for learning and an outlet for individuals to share their interests and skills in an informal, cooperative setting. Open to all community members, the Experimental College offers quarterly courses ranging from yoga to music to martial arts and more. The Experimental College also manages a community garden that's home to organic produce and occasional animals, including chickens, ducks, rabbits, and bees. For more information, call 530-752-2568 or visit the website at ecollege.ucdavis.edu. After the initial gold rush, where the individual miners dug and panned along the American River for gold, commercial gold mining took hold. And one of these gold mines was the one called 16 to 1, the 16 to 1 mine in Allegheny in the Sierra Foothills. And the term 16 to 1 refers to an arbitrary ratio, a monetary system set by Portugal in the 1600s, and it's supposed to represent the number of ounces of silver equal in value to 1 ounce of gold. It's not valid, particularly valid today, but that's what it was called. The 16 to 1 mine began operations in 1896 and is the last gold mine still operating in California. Local artist Rita Hosking, along with her husband John Fader and daughter Cora, recorded this next song in the actual mine, 1,000 feet underground. So here's her song, When Miners Sang.
My heart is stirring with a noble song of a young girl who loved plants and the sky, of a father who mined in the dark all day long. She gave to him gifts to remember her by.
Rita Hosking, When Miners Sang. This next one up is, let me give a little background. Rita, she grew up in the Grass Valley, Nevada City area of the Sierra foothills, right in the midst of all the gold mining. A lot of the miners were immigrants from Cornwall, Britain, and her grandfather was Cornish and was a miner. And one of the traditions of the Cornish miners in the U.S. was choral music. The men performed in big choirs, and the tradition still continues. This next song honors that choral tradition with a popular gold rush song, Old My Darling Clementine. It's sung by a choir, but this group happens to be all women and Swedish. But they do a lovely rendition, so here are the Sweptaways. I'm not sure I ever really listened to all the lyrics of My Darling Clementine. It's a Western folk ballad and has new lyrics that were added to an 1863 tune, new being back in the 1800s. I knew about the miner, the 49er, his daughter Clementine, but the song has some humor in it. For example, they talk about Clementine being light and fair, and then it says she has size 9 feet. And then there's some stuff at the end where the person who's interested in Clementine kisses her sister and then completely forgets about Clementine. Very unusual. Okay. Anyhow, here's another song called The Days of 49, which is not the same as the one I played earlier. This one is by Sourdough Slim. Slight correction, this one is Sourdough and Minor Song by John Shreve, and we'll come back to the Sourdough Slim in a little bit. Thank you.
When first unto this country a stranger I came, pick and shovel on my back, no money to my name, no money to my name. I landed in old Juneau, Seattle down the line, boat across the channel where we worked the Treadwell mine, worked the Treadwell mine. Now it's hard times in the open pit, 1800 down. One day you'd make $2 and the next to glory bound, the next to glory bound. Now I dodged the rocks from the sudden slides, swam out of the flood. In the rain and cold we dug for gold through the water and the mud, the water and the mud. Color in the eagle's eye and the sun at the break of day, but there ain't no color I could find to keep me on that pay, to keep me on that pay. So a straight way through the wilderness to Fairbanks up the line, down the frozen Yukon in the year of 99, year of 99. Now there's 20,000 of us here out on the beach at Nome, but there ain't but one in 50 who can pay his way back home, pay his way back home. God find the snowblind trapper and help him on his way. God bless the drunken fiddler when he finds the time to play. And hear the words of the dying man left frozen in the cold. And pity the weary miner who will never find his gold, never find his gold. Now I wish I was in Portland or some other seacoast town. I'd sail around this whole wide world and lay this cradle down, lay this cradle down.
That was the Miner's Song, Sourdough, and the Miner's Song by John Shreve. Let me give you a little background on that one. We've been talking about the California Gold Rush. That's the big one, but there were others. South Dakota had a rush in its Black Hills in 1874 when gold was found in Whitewood and Deadwood Creeks. Then there was the Klondike Gold Rush in Alaska. That was a big one that brought 100,000 prospectors to the area right around 1899. So it was about the Alaska Gold Rush that John Shreve was just singing. Now we're going to go back to the Sourdough Slim song, The Days of 49.
I'm old Tom Moore from the Bummer Shore in the good old golden days. They call me a bummer and a gin sot too, but what care I for praise? Well, I wander around from town to town like a roving sigh, and the people all say there goes Tom Moore from the days of 49. My comrades, they all love me well, a jolly, saucy crew. A few hard cases, I'll admit, but they was a brave and true. When they were pinched and they would flinch, they never fret or whine. Like good old bricks, they stood the kicks in the days of 49. Oh, the days of old, the days of gold, how oft times I repine. Of the days of old, when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. There was old lame Jess, a hard old cuss. He never did repent. He was never known to miss a drink or ever spend a cent. But old lame Jess, like all the rest, to death he did resign. And in his bloom went up the flume in the days of 49. Old Black Jack Pete was one of the boys always in for a game. Whether he lost or whether he won, to him it's all the same. Well, he'd ante up and he'd draw the cards, bet on a hat full blind. In the game of death, Pete lost his breath in the days of 49. Oh, the days of old, the days of gold, how oft times I repine. For the days of old when me dug up the gold in the days of 49. Now of all the comrades that I've known, there's none that's left at host. And I'm left here in my misery like some poor wandering ghost. Well, I wander around from town to town like a roving sign. And the people all say there goes Tom Moore from the days of 49. Oh, the days of old, the days of gold, how oft times I repine. For the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. In the days of 49. In the days of 49.
That was The Days of 49 by Sourdough Slim. So we're getting close to that time already. The time goes so fast. I want to thank you for being here listening to Cowboy Tracks. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/cowboytracks. And we also have a blog on the kdrt.org website. We're going to close out today with a couple of instrumental pieces. One called Water Down the Sluice by Michael Kahn. And then there's Honky Tonk Saloon by the Wild West Gang. Happy trails to you.